Baby, please stop complaining. I'm not letting you touch the ground. No matter how much you insist you won't get hurt, I am not allowing it. What do you mean, why? Do you realize how accident-prone you are? Baby, you are quite possibly the most clumsiest person I've ever met in my life. Like, have you ever watched that anime Sailor Moon and how Usagi was always a klutz? Especially in the first season? That's literally you. You are attracted to danger, and I'm putting my foot down. Nope. I don't want to hear it. Baby. Do you want me to use the dumb voice on you? Are you positive? 'Cause you're acting awfully bratty. And do you know what happens to my lovely dear when they're bratty? Oh no, don't you start blushing. I haven't even done anything yet. I know. The anticipation. You are so cute when you're needy. What voice? I don't know what you're talking about, darling. I think it's all in your head. Oh, what's up with this blush creeping up on your face? Am I doing this to you? Oh, poor baby. This is what happens when you're such a clumsy cutie. Yeah, you're a cutie patootie. You're my cutie that always gets in trouble somehow. Darling, you're a danger to yourself. Oh, I'm lying. Okay then. Darling, how does one trip on air? I'm kind of having a hard time understanding that. Oh, don't go silent now on me. Well, if you go silent on me now, you can't resist the pet names I call you. Isn't that right? My clumsy, bratty cutie. You decided to be silent. So you can't fight back these accusations. Cutie patootie. That's you. Oh, don't deny it. You are a cutie patootie. You're my cutie patootie. Oh, you're going insane, aren't you? Good. Because you've been driving me insane all day. You tripped 3 times, 3 separate areas. I don't even know how you did it one of those times. How do you trip on air, baby? I'm just glad that you're not wiggling out of my arms. You know much better than to do that. You're afraid of this height? You should be. Don't need you getting hurt trying to escape. Thankfully, you're not that much of a brat. And no, that is not a challenge. I saw your face. Don't even try. Don't even give me those puppy dog eyes. Baby, this is your final warning. If you act like a puppy, I'm going to treat you like a puppy.
What? No, not like that.
Come on, get your mind out of the gutter. At least at the moment. Maybe later. Hey, What are you blushing about? Baby, you want to wear my collar for a little bit? Oh, I kid. You should see your face, though. I shouldn't be playing with you this much, though. With how accident-prone you are, this could be a very bad idea. You may end up fainting, and personally, I do not want to be the cause of that. Say that again. You want me to make you faint? You are a strange creature. You know that, right? Of course you do. Hey, wait a second. Baby. Did you? Did you orchestrate this entire thing? Like, all that tripping and just mayhem you were causing with your body today. Was that intentional? Why are you no longer looking at me? Baby. Darling. Look at me. Did you just want me to carry you this entire time and found a silly excuse to do so while also causing property damage? Oh God, you're going nonverbal. Baby, what do you mean you can explain? You fell out of a window. Don't you think that's going a little bit too far? That was the quickest no I've ever heard in my life. That really caught me off guard. Good Lord. But, darling, you didn't have to go through all of these extremes for me to carry you. You could have just asked. Of course. I love carrying you. Were you too shy? Aww, you don't have to be shy with me. If there's something that I do that you really like, all you have to do is ask. Yeah, it's as simple as that. So, say it. I want you to say it. Tell me that you want this. Oh, okay. The silent treatment. Well then, I guess I'll just let you down. Oh. Why are you suddenly clinging on to me? I will hold on to you for as long as you desire. All you have to do is ask for it. I don't want you to be afraid to ask for things that you want. Especially things that make you happy, and I'm 100% capable of giving to you. Don't be afraid to show your true feelings. There you go. That wasn't so bad after all. Right, darling? Now you have a good reason to blush. You have something to confess to me? Well, go for it then. I'm all ears. What? Really? You actually fell out of the... Oh, gosh, you really are clumsy. please, please, please try to walk a little bit more carefully when you're around a window. For me. I don't need you getting hurt again. With that being said, I am banishing you to the bedroom. Specifically, the bed. Sure, you can ask me anything. Yes, I'll hold you even while you're in bed.